Hi, it's Selena, and I'm making this recording because so many people ask to hear about the car event that I sustained in 2013 that left me very severely brain injured. During that time, I was delivered material by Source that has become the book, Raise Your Frequency, Transform Your Life, How to Respond from Love to Life's Difficulties. You know, I am a teacher who keeps people out of their stories, and so I usually do not like revisiting or sharing the stories of the difficulty in my life. And I encourage my students to do the same thing. For I really truly believe in the truth that we are our attention, and what we put our attention on grows. At the same time, I walk in my life being present. So I'm making this recording so that this is a one and done. I share with you here what my experience was, with the hopes that you will bring into your world from this story anything that you need that will help to move you forward. So a little history for you. Prior to my car event, I had been living in Massachusetts and I was a single parent of my two boys. I was divorced and I had taken on the responsibility of 90% of their financial overhead. I had a consulting business for photographers and I was fortunate that I could work out of my home office so that I was there for my boys as much as I was there for my clients. For 15 years, this was my life, and I loved it. It was a very, very busy time. I had written two books. Every time my boys were with their dad, I was hopping on a plane to go to a different city and do workshops and book readings, and then I'd come home, be mom and consultant again. And this went on for 15 years. I worked extremely hard, and I loved it. I loved my life. In 2013, it became clear that my boys were involved in their romantic relationships to the women they're now married to. We lived in a large house, and one day, from the counter to the refrigerator, when I was in the kitchen cooking dinner, Spirit came in when I was not thinking about the message they were about to deliver. And they said just a few words to me. It's time to sell your house. Now, I had been a channel for 10 years. It's part of my teaching. Spirit channels through me to others. The energy of oneness channels through me with messages for my students. So when Spirit comes to me with messages, I pay attention. And so here I was in the kitchen, and Spirit said, time to sell your house. And so I know Spirit quite well, and I knew that they would continue to guide me, and so they did. And within a year, my house was on the market. My boys had found homes with the women that they loved. And I was moving to New York City. I had done a lot of work there. I'm originally from the city. And I was very much looking forward to going back and leaving my consulting business behind, becoming a spiritual teacher full-time. I had been teaching for 5 years. And hopefully finding a romantic relationship. Everything moved along beautifully. The house sold in one day. And within weeks, the house was empty. And there I was. On a Friday night, my house completely empty. My boys had taken their things. I had put everything in a pod and sent it off to New York. And I'd gone to a hotel to spend the night. The next morning, on a gorgeous, gorgeous sunny day, full of excitement, the business plan that I had made with my accountant was well underway, and here I was, the first day of the rest of my life. I had worked very hard for 15 years, and now I was going off to a life where I was going to have a very good income. I'd be able to make a savings account, which I hadn't had before because it had been so expensive to support my boys and send them to college. But now I was going to go to New York, and with a healthy income, I was going to be able to create a bank account and create my new life. And so I got into my car, a beautiful Audi convertible that I had had for only a year, and I went to drive from the motel to my house, just a few miles away, to clean it for the very last time. We were closing on the house in just a couple of days, and I would be getting in my car after the closing and taking my first vacation in years, visiting friends in Vermont and Maine, and then going off to New York. So there I was in my car, and I was at a intersection of a major highway on the way to my house. Gorgeous, gorgeous day, and I looked up, but there were clouds, and so I hit the button, and the top came up on my convertible, and I waited patiently for the light to change. And as it did, I very slowly moved into the intersection. And before I knew it, I heard a sound that felt like a train. And when I turned to the left to look, there was a flash of a woman's face, and then the car filled with the most tremendous light I had ever experienced. And I knew, beloved, that in that moment, I was about to die. And so I thanked the universe. I had had a fabulous life. And I said, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And the next thing I knew, I didn't exist. In the world of 3D, it turns out that a woman had run a red light, and as I went into the intersection, she came with a van, 70 miles an hour, into my sports car and hit me right in the driver door. I never saw her coming. And as she hit me, I was knocked out on impact, as the impact was just so severe. The car was spun several times, but my experience was that I did not exist. I would love to explain what that felt like to you, beloved, but there are no words. I was taken to a paradigm where words do not exist. There was nothing. I was nothing. Moments later, I don't know how long, I came back into my body, and Spirit was talking to me, telling me that this was an event that they had created, that this was the answer to my prayers to be a teacher. They informed me that this was an event they created, that I would walk out of this car without a broken bone or a cut, because that would be a distraction, but that I would have my life changed for months and years to come. For they wanted to completely restructure my energetic system, and so they would be taking me out of my life for quite some time. And my work was just to surrender. They said that they completely had everything covered, and all I was to do was to allow them to direct me from here on out. So as I came back into my body, I heard them say, turn to the right, which I somehow managed to do. And then the car stopped. I will tell you that I was taken out with the jaws of life into a hospital, where 5 hours later, it was found that I didn't have a cut or a broken bone. And we all thought this was amazing because the car was totaled. A few days later, I was unable to walk down a hallway, and it continued to get worse. I went to see my neurologist because I could barely function, and she diagnosed me with a traumatic brain injury and gave me the tincture of time. She told me that no one knows when or if I'd ever get better, but she told me to prepare to get worse before I got better. And indeed, she was right. Within a few days, I could barely stand up. Putting a sentence together was very difficult. And the condition that I had where I was completely wiped out, unable to be around light or noise, energy, totally sensitive to the energy of people, continued on for years. I moved to New York City, which was the plan, and luckily landed in an apartment that had a beautiful rooftop garden, which was very, very quiet. My apartment was in the back of the building, also quiet. And it is here that I lived for the next year. And during this time, and for the next several years, I was extremely limited. I was unable to walk in my life normally, unable to work. Everything was an effort. Taking a shower. I remember standing one day in my tiny little kitchen in New York, holding an egg in one hand and a pan in another, knowing that there was something I could do with these two, but not knowing what it was. And I had been a cook who made dinner every night for my kids, but now I didn't remember what an egg in a pan did. So, beloved, this difficulty went on for quite some time, and a few months into this situation, Spirit told me I was to write a book, and I thought they were kidding. How could I write a book? I had no healthy brain. I could hardly put a sentence together. I certainly couldn't type. I had no organizational skills. They had all left. But I never say no to Source. And so I recorded for 4 years the material that they downloaded through me. And 4 years later, when I was better, I started to type. You know, beloved, it's very hard to explain what it's like to have a brain injury. People look at you and think you're fine, but inside, every sound is like a dagger to the body and the brain. My whole life completely changed as I surrendered to the divine, not knowing when or if I'd ever work again. And it took 5 years before I was able to work a 3-hour day. And then it took another 2 years for me to gain another hour. And so here you find me 10 years later. I work a 5-hour day. I'm pretty much recovered. What happened in the early days, the first few years, was that although my life in the physical world was so difficult, I had an incredible entree to the place I was taken when the car event occurred, a place that the light had delivered to me, a place where I did not exist, where there was no sound, there was no thought, there was nothing. I now know I was in the field of oneness, and I was given an opportunity for years following to just simply close my eyes and I'd be taken back to that amazing home. And so I spent the majority of my first 5 years communicating with oneness, floating in the dark abyss. And now I still have entree. But as my brain has healed, I need to go to quiet, to close my eyes, and I need to breathe my way into oneness, to experience what I easily had entree to before. As my brain healed, I noticed when fear came back. For the first 3 or 4 years, I was totally surrendered. I didn't experience difficulty or fear. As difficult as my life was, I was in such peace. But as the brain healed, the fear came back. I noticed the difference in changes. And I remembered, truly remembered, that I always had the access to oneness. And here I am today. I'm back in Massachusetts. I live on a beautiful pond. I work a 5-hour day. My book is written. It's edited. It's now being published. This journey of 10 years has come to the end of its cycle, with a new one about to begin. I am no longer thinking my way through the world. I continue to be directed by Source. And when guidance is received in regards to any part of my life, I then activate my brain to create structure and the steps in the 3D world that I am to follow. The ramifications of this time were huge for me, beloved. I was in a more than comfortable financial place with an even better life ahead financially. But when this happened, I lost everything. I lost my ability to create a new life. I lost my ability to work. I had no idea if I'd ever get better. I lost all of my money. I had a very small amount of money to start with, and it was gone within a year. But miracle upon miracle happened, and Spirit brought to me opportunities to keep me fed and clothed and housed, which were to this day miraculous. I ended up going from being a very successful person financially to claiming bankruptcy in order to be able to continue to move forward. And after 5 years of healing, I was able to start to rebuild my life in 2020. And then what happened? We had COVID. And so you see, beloved, I've just now in the last 3 years have the opportunity to rebuild my financial life and my personal life, and to put forward the teachings I've been given that will help so many. So thank you for listening to this story. I want you to know that during this time, I never felt that life was difficult, for I was completely guided by Source, and I had, as they had requested, surrendered fully and completely. And now I can look back on these days, and I look back with amazement, no anger, no bitterness, no regret, no amazement, because this was indeed created by Source to restructure my energetic system, to place me back in the 3D world so that I can be of service to you.